erupted as shots rang out at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl victory parade today.
We're deeply disappointed as we are steadfast in our belief that Jackson County is far better off with the Chiefs and the Royals.
Unfortunately, it did not turn out the way that we had hoped or wanted.
I just got one word for you, victory!
Our victory today, it's a win for cops.
First and foremost, I want to say thank you.
The nicest sports facility in Missouri or Kansas or America is right here for the Kansas City Current.
Get excited. It's our annual Year in Review edition of the program. This half hour, we look back at the Metro's most memorable news stories and newsmakers of the year, and we break out the crystal ball to predict what you can expect in this brand spanking new year called 2025.
Let's roll!
Week in Review is made possible through the generous support of Dave and Jamie Cummings, Bob and Marlise Gourley, the Courtney S. Turner Charitable Trust, John H. Mize, and Bank of America N.A. co-trustees. The Francis Family Foundation, through the discretionary fund of David and Janice Francis, and by viewers like you. Thank you.
Hello and welcome. I'm Nick Haynes. Move Over Antiques Roadshow, the PBS NewsHour, and whatever Ken Burns is working on next, public television's biggest show has arrived. Are you ready for laughter, tears, and astonishing insight? It's all coming up on our Year in Review edition of the program. We're pouring through the last 12 months here in our Metro in game show style. With us on this Yuletide romp is 50% of Dana and Parks on KMBZ, Dana Wright. The best-dressed man in Kansas City media from Next Page KC, Eric Wesson. Former Kansas City Star reporter and editorial writer Dave Helling. And from the anchor desk at KMBC 9 News, Chris Ketz. Now, our first stop on our Week in Review sleigh ride is a fill-in-the-blank question. Dana Wright, complete the sentence for me. The story that had the greatest impact on Kansas City in 2024 was...
The unprecedented success of the Chiefs and the Royals, which we all celebrated, continue to celebrate, coupled with the inability of those teams to put together any sort of plan in front of voters to keep them here. What was the plan? I don't think people still know. And that will spill into 2025 for all of the
Chris Ketz, what did you put down?
The ongoing stadium saga. You were talking about arguably two of Kansas City's crown jewels and new homes for both. And the millions, hundreds of millions of dollars that this is going to cost taxpayers in Missouri and Kansas, or possibly both.
And still unresolved after all that time. Dave Helling.
The election of John Patterson to the Missouri House of Representatives.
Many people won't have a clue who he is.
He's likely to be the next Speaker of the House if all goes according to plan. That is a rare victory for the Kansas City region, which is usually absent, Nick, from discussions of public policy in Jefferson City. He can do a lot of good for this community, and there are expectations he will do so.
Eric.
$70 million that might have been returned to the feds because the Jackson County legislature couldn't figure out what to do with the money.
But we had a Christmas miracle and they seem to have resolved it. Am I right?
They put it on hold. They kicked the can down the road. It'll come back up again later on, but we didn't get anything resolved during this period.
Okay, Eric, you get to go first on this next question. Complete this sentence for me. The news story Kansas City would most like to forget in 2024 was blank.
The shooting at the Chiefs parade. I think that put a black eye on the city, and I don't think that people have really absorbed the impact of what it had. You know, you had some people had problems getting the money that was earmarked for them for recovery. So I think that's one of the stories we'd like to forget.
Dana Wright, the story we most want to forget?
Well, I think the story Wyandotte County would most likely to forget, but we have an obligation to keep in the headlines, is the death of 71-year-old rapist, former detective Roger Golubsky. I want all of my friends in the media to remember that. I keep seeing disgraced former detective. He was a rapist. He preyed on poor black women, literally sent people to prison that should not be there. And now that he has decided to check out the day before his trial started, the women are left saying, where is the justice? And I would say, where have the feds been for 10 years or more?
Chris.
I'm going to go back to the stadium saga because here it is, the end of 2024, largely because we're at the end of the year. We're going into a new year with very, very, very few answers in focus.
Dave.
I think the story we'd most like to forget in Kansas City is the shooting death of Sean Brady, who was
at the Brady and Fox restaurant in Brookside.
In Brookside, where shot outside of his car, and the what appears to be a misbegotten effort to prosecute the people who may have been involved in that crime. Sometimes shootings will crystallize for people the overall problem of gun violence in a community, and I think we don't want to emphasize when a white guy gets killed and ignore when African Americans or others are killed. But that one seemed to grab the attention of the community in terms of the violence that still plagues.
So even though homicides went down this year, it sort of fueled that anxiety overall about crime in Kansas City.
Indeed.
And next up, get ready as we crown our local person of the year. Time magazine just named President-elect Donald Trump person of the year. If I was picking Kansas City's person of the year, I would choose Taylor Swift. After all, didn't the global superstar spend just as much time in Kansas City this year than anyone else? Or should I pick Travis Kelce, who managed to upstage Patrick Mahomes as the most talked about man in the NFL? Or was it Harrison Butker, who eclipsed Travis Kelce in national jersey sales after becoming one of our area's highest profile champions of conservative values? Or Byron Robeson, the poster child for how Johnson County has dramatically changed? He's the first Democrat in nearly a century to be elected Johnson County Sheriff and the first black person to ever hold the job. Or Kathy Nelson, the head of Visit KC and the Sports Commission, who seems to be bringing every big sporting event to Kansas City, with the exception of the Olympics. She's also behind the new push to bring a WNBA franchise to town. All worthy choices, Chris Katz, or did you pick somebody completely different?
I have a feeling somebody at this table is going to say Taylor Swift. It's not going to be me. But I might go with Kathy Nelson on that list, if for no other reason, because when it comes to the Royals, the Chiefs, the Big 12, WNBA, current, and of course, sporting Kansas City, I have a feeling, I'm certain of it, that there are moments when dealing with the wants and needs of all of these institutions is far easier said than done, and somehow, some way, she figures out a way to do it.
Dana, who did you put down?
Why did you think Helen was going to pick Taylor Swift? Weird.
Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift might pick me.
Yeah, I picked Kathy Nelson. There is no other choice. She, by the way, is one of only four female sports commissioners in the entire United States of America. She was one of the Women of the Year from USA Today a year ago. They won Executive of the Year in 2024, as well as Event of the Year for the NFL Draft, which would not have happened without her. All of the other events that Chris mentioned, and oh, by the way, Caitlin Clark is coming to the Win for KC event next year. Good luck getting tickets to that. And then I do think we will, in part because of her humbly and quietly, as always, working behind the scenes, I think we will end up with a WNBA team here.
Eric.
I said none of the above, and I chose Dorcas Gates. Dorcas Gates.
Just like John Patterson we heard about earlier, most people are going to say we have no clue who this person is.
Dorcas Gates, of course, is married to George Gates, the son of Ollie Gates. She has won a Grammy Award. Mm-hmm. She's a singer. She's an entertainer. And earlier this year in Las Vegas, they gave her the key to the city, rolled out the red carpet, and here in Kansas City, we pay very little attention
to her.
So I chose Dorcas.
Thank you for that, Dave.
I picked the person with the most impact on Kansas City and the region, and that is Frank White, without question, this year. He was in the middle of the stadium debacle. He was in the middle of the $70 million spending debacle. He's in the middle of the reappraisal debacle in Jackson County. Debacle pretty much describes this year in Jackson County, and Frank White sits at the top of that. So he's my person of the year.
And as we end the year, there's a recall effort, too, isn't there?
Yeah, and there is a recall effort.
That has legs.
Are people going to be voting on that, do you think, in the next year?
Yes.
Quite possibly.
Yes.
Okay, Dave Helling, fill in the blank for us. The biggest winner in Kansas City this year was blank.
I usually use this segment to talk about people we've lost. So if I could, Nick, Sister Berta, who we all know.
Operation Breakthrough.
And her advocacy for those who need help in our community was unparalleled, and we miss her greatly. Annabeth Serbaugh, who passed away, the former Johnson County legislator and chairman of that commission. And she was a unique person with whom I had long conversations about what happens in Johnson County and and her love for it and her efforts to make it better. And then two other quick ones. Doc Worley was a name you might not recognize, passed away recently. He was with the Port Authority, co-founded the Business Journal, an advisor to Emanuel Cleaver for many years. He was a great guy. I loved talking politics with him. And then finally, Mike Brewer of Brewer and Shipley passed away yesterday. Yeah. And, you know, those of us of a certain age and a certain proclivity in this life to use substances, always loved one toke over the line. So.
The Oscars, of course, has its in memoriam segment. Yes. Thank you for giving us ours. Dana.
I'd like to echo what Dave said about Sister Berta. I had the great honor of visiting Operation Breakthrough and the Ignition Lab this week. What Sisters Berta and Carita would think about all that has gone on out there, and also the first class of those kids will graduate this year. From all of that, and obviously Travis Kelce has a hand in that, and it's a beautiful thing. But the winner that I chose was fathers, their daughters, and the NFL. An unprecedented number of eyeballs are watching football now, thanks to Taylor Swift. Daughters are watching the games with their fathers, and fathers are listening to music with their daughters. Only one woman in the world could do that. It is Taylor. She moved gross domestic products around the world this year. But I think the sweet thing here is it brought so many families together in a way that we haven't seen before.
Biggest winner, Eric?
I would say the Kansas City Council. They were able to fly under the radar this year, didn't move the needle a lot in areas that it should have been moved in, and never had to be held accountable for it. When we look at some of the things that could have been done, that should have been done, that weren't done. So I kind of think that they're winning by keeping their jobs, by not having to be accountable.
Yeah, there wasn't that discord that we saw, say, in the Jackson County legislature on that city council, which we might have expected with new members of the council elected.
Right.
Dana Wright, complete the sentence for me. The person, group, or institution who lost the most in Kansas City this year was blank.
I said the biggest loser is Frank White, and by extension, the Jackson County taxpayers. Because of all of the reasons that Dave mentioned prior, that goes to court in January, and I think will spill well into 2025.
Okay, how about the biggest loser, Chris?
I said Frank White, too, for all of the obvious reasons. I mean, one debacle after another, and again, now facing a recall effort that I think has legs.
Dave, are we going to have consensus on this question?
No. The obvious answer is Roger Golubsky in Kansas City, Kansas, but more broadly, the justice system in Wyandotte County, the judges, the attorneys, the police. The prosecutors, all of those involved in protecting the people of that community failed. And we are seeing just the tip of an important iceberg, Nick. The biggest loser is the sense of justice across the river in KCK.
I'm going to echo that, and I'm going to take it one step further, because we know about the six women. What about the women we don't know about? What about the Hispanic women? What about the poor white women that didn't have the opportunity to come forward? So something should have been done, and there's no closure. There's that community is still in trauma.
And no one listened.
Nobody.
And if there is a lesson from the story, the disaster there is, we must listen to these people, and we don't.
No one listened, even when a captain within the walls of that department came forward and said, I saw him raping a woman in his office. No one is going to listen to women when a police officer witnesses that behavior, what message does that send to the community? It's a
Chris Katz, another question for you. The most overreported story in our metro this year was blank.
Again, the stadium saga, and in the words of our esteemed colleague Michael Mahoney, a quote in a book by the late, great Walt Bodine, rarely have so many said so much about so little.
All righty. Dave.
I said the overreported story was the Herford House scandal.
You think that was
somebody
overreported?
Yes. You do a story on it, obviously, maybe a couple, but the restaurant ended up closing, which seems a rather extreme overreach to what is a story, an important story, but not something that reflects a major trend in our society.
The World Cup. I can go for the rest of 2025 without hearing another word about a World Cup and what it's going to do for Kansas City and how Kansas City is going to do this.
I know I will have a lot of people now emailing me how upset they're never giving to public broadcasting ever again as a result of that answer.
Well,
but we love you for saying it.
There's only one answer here. What the heck is Buc-ee's and why do you care?
Buc-ee's. That's a good one.
I am so sick and tired. Who needs a 74,000 square barefoot gas station, Nick. No one. I drive a Tesla. I don't understand.
All right, that's a good one. Eric, I forgot about that story. Complete the sentence for us. The most underreported story of the year was blank.
Oh, the most underreported story has to be the fact that the city has a decrease in homicides, but an increase in shootings. So if the shooters had been a little bit better, we would have a bigger record of homicides this year than last year.
Dave.
I think the most underreported or misunderstood story at this point is the purchase of the Plaza by this group from Texas. I think everyone applauded that. The Plaza is an important part of our community. But after that, we don't know what that means for the future of the shops there or the restaurants or whatever. I think that we need to probe a little bit more into what this company has in mind for the Plaza. Yeah.
The most underreported story?
You know, I thought the Plaza, too, but since Dave
stole it,
which is perfectly fine. The legislative efforts to reverse the will of the people at the polls. This is going to be a much bigger story, I think, in 2025, especially in Missouri when it comes to the minimum wage and when it comes to abortion. Something to watch.
Underreported story?
I said again, real solutions to the crime problem in the inner city and the non-fatal shootings. Get the non-fatal shooters off the streets, and everyone believes it would flow that the homicides would go down. The Sean Brady story was important, but shined a spotlight on crime in Brookside and Waldo, and I think it left a lot of people in the inner city saying we've been dealing with this same horrifying problem for years.
Absolutely. It absolutely did.
Dave, you get to go first on our next question, which we call Pick a Gift. Now, it sounds simple enough. You're responsible for giving a gift to one metro area public figure this holiday season. But who actually gets this gift? And when he or she hastily breaks open the shiny wrapping paper, what would that gift be?
Well, I think the gift I would propose is a bus ticket for the organizers of the World Cup. I think we're 500 days, some odd days away from inviting all these visitors to our community, and I still don't think we have much clarity on how they're going to get everyone from point A to point B and how much it's going to cost. And by the way, don't be looking for the federal government to help out as you once might have, in part because Elon Musk and other people are going to cut $2 trillion from the federal budget.
Who did you put down?
I have, there's a book on Amazon called How to Get Along with Difficult People by Florence Littauer. And I would order a copy and gift wrap it for Frank White and every member of the Jackson County Legislature because of all of the debacles that we've talked about.
They've already got How to Win Friends and Influence People. It just simply wasn't working. Okay, Dana.
I said politicians on the state and federal level, as well as all of the conspiracy theorists, I would gift them a book about the history of science and specifically why and how we eradicated things like smallpox and polio.
Ooh. Eric.
Ding, ding, ding. The Jackson County executive, Frank White. I would give him a thinking cap. We all remember when we were in elementary school, the teacher would tell us, well, y'all probably went to private school. The teacher would tell us, put on your thinking cap, and we go through the steps of putting on a cap.
Because there are Catholic school, and they made us put other things on, as I recall. But
there's some things there that just require some common sense.
Well, coming up next, we break out the crystal ball to get our panelists' predictions of what we can expect together in this new year called 2025. Now, but before we do, let's take a quick look back at how well our panelists did in forecasting the future last year.
The Royals will end up where they've always wanted to be in the East Village of downtown for a new ballpark and entertainment district. And I think the Chiefs will leave the sports complex.
Jackson County Legislature will get something done.
The Chiefs moving over to Kansas. I think
it's... You see that happening next year?
I really, really do.
I think Calvin Hayden, the sheriff in Johnson County, if he decides to run again, will get crushed.
True or false? Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce get engaged.
True. Oh. Buy that ring, baby. Buy that ring.
True or false? Quinton Lucas resigns as mayor to take new job in Washington.
True.
All righty. What did you think? I mean, you weren't terrible. You got some things right, but you do have an opportunity to redeem yourselves. Complete the sentence for me. I don't own a crystal ball, Chris, but if I did, this is what I see happening in Kansas City in 2025.
I think by the end of 2025, we will for once have some clarity when it comes to the Royals and Chiefs. And I think the Royals will probably end up in Washington Square Park across from Crown Center. And I think the Chiefs probably again out by the Legends in Kansas.
You're looking in your crystal ball, Dana, and you see blank happening in 2025.
I said continued appropriate conversation about the dumpster fire that is the healthcare system that we all take part in after the murder of healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. I saw these words this morning, volcanic anger. I'd never heard that. It is volcanic. It is anger. People are angry about the state of healthcare, but they're also sort of like not yelling about the fact that it was murder in broad daylight, and I think there's some continued discussion that needs to happen there.
Eric.
I said that the city of Kansas City will finally repave all of the streets in the urban core. I drove down 39th and Jackson this week, and by the time I got to 42nd and Jackson, my glasses were like this. And I think some fillings had fallen out of my teeth. But they have told us for years they're doing resurfacing. And
you believe that they're going to do it this time?
I believe that they're going to get all the streets in the urban core resurfaced. For some reason, it seems like by the time they get there, they run out of money or something happens, it gets cold, and they never finish. But this year, I predict they're going to finish those streets and for sale as well.
Dave?
There will be attempts in Kansas and Missouri to cut taxes, the legislatures in both states. In Missouri, there will be a serious attempt to zero out the income tax, very similar to what Sam Brownback proposed a couple of years ago. That attempt, I predict, will fail.
Nobody mentioned, of course, the streetcar, which will officially extend down to the Plaza and UMKC in 2025, though now looking like to be the latter half of the year. Another big change on the way, of course, is the swearing-in of a brand-new president in January. Complete this sentence. The biggest change I see happening in Kansas City with Donald Trump in the White House is blank.
Chaos.
Why?
Because...
the mayor was on and he said he wasn't going to be part of the resistance.
Not so much because of Donald Trump, actually, but the people around him, cabinet secretaries and others, have no concept of how government actually works, and there's going to be
a greater impact on Kansas City than other places?
In terms of this, Nick, I do think there will be a push for tariffs. Tariffs are particularly a problem for farmers who try to sell their goods overseas, and there will be a depression of income in the rural communities, I think. That will filter down to Kansas City.
I think big cities with Democratic mayors face a terribly difficult year in 2025. I mean, it seems pretty clear that tax cutting and deregulation will be centerpieces of a Trump administration, and I think this is going to be a much different federal landscape than it's been in a long time.
Might it be harder to get some of that cash to do all of that road work in Kansas City with a Trump presidency? There's been a lot of money washing around for infrastructure over the last 4 years.
But I think the difference will be that we still have a Republican governor, and he'll pour money in. Now, whether that governor shifts the money to St. Louis and Kansas City are two different conversations.
Biggest change I see, four words, I up my meds.
Okay. Before we end our show, it is
hope
a fast-paced true or false round until the buzzer blows, and this is a chance for our panelists to redeem themselves on what they said last year, true or false. In 2025, voters finally approve a new downtown ballpark.
False.
Oh, wow. All right. Chiefs announced move to Kansas, true or false?
True.
False. You think that's going to happen?
False.
Okay.
True.
I don't think they want to go to Kansas. They just use it as leverage to bargain with Jackson County, and they may end up staying at Arrowhead.
I say false as well.
Okay, as part of a new stadium deal, though, the Chiefs announced a name change.
False.
No, that's not okay. No. True or false? Another chance for you here, Dana. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce get engaged.
Put a ring on it, baby. True.
Okay.
False.
All right.
Come on.
True or false?
I think he's going to retire. I think he might
retire.
Does that make him more likely to get engaged?
Yeah. I think he retires after this season.
True or false? Kansas Governor Laura Kelly announces she is running for the United States Senate.
I think that's false.
You said a few weeks ago she was going to do that.
No, I did not say that. I said was the pressure on her to do it will increase.
The
Democrats in Kansas are going, what are we going to do? We don't have anyone to run for governor. We don't have anyone to run against Roger Marshall. So the pressure on her to go. But she has been pretty adamant so far, Nick. She ain't going.
Right.
True or false, Quinton Lucas announces he's running for Jackson County Executive.
False.
Okay, you said that.
I said that.
I'm going to say true, too.
You think so?
No. You know,
if there's a recall effort of Frank White, which we talked about, if that were to be successful, then there's going to be a scramble for a new leader.
Right, and he could go over there. I don't believe they have term limits, so he can be there as long as he wishes. He can mark time until something else comes over. Plus, he would be right there in the courthouse where the Jackson County prosecutor
did
is.
Did you not see the Hallmark Christmas movie? He's going to Hollywood. He was so good in that.
It flashed by so fast.
I'm with Eric on this 100%.
Yeah. Well, we haven't heard from Dave on this.
You know, I think he may end up playing second base for the Royals. You never know. But
I think it's false.
I don't think. First of all, what a nest of vipers the Jackson County Courthouse is, and that's not the kind of place that Quentin Lucas would be successful or wants to be.
And would that be considered, though, a step up?
But no, the county is bigger, though. Yeah. He would have bigger.
I think he's
the county does. The county runs a jail, collects taxes. And that's about it. And appraises property.
But politically, I don't know what his options are after Matt.
All righty.
I don't either.
That's what the thing about, by the way, Frank White. How can you mess up something that's so simple and yet he's found ways to do it?
True or false, Kansas City secures a new WNBA franchise.
True.
You believe that?
False. Of the way it works. You know, usually the franchises are connected with an NBA franchise, a men's NBA franchise, which we don't have in Kansas City.
We are the central hub of women's sports.
No, I agree with all of that.
I say true.
And if Nick Haynes had his finger on the buzzer, he would tell you that I mentioned that last.
I think the price point makes that happen.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, we are out of time. Boy, have you been great sports. And all for zero pay and a lousy cup of coffee. She is 50% of Dana and Parks. Weekdays from 2 to 6 on KMBZ Radio. And he is Kansas City news icon, Dave Helling. Eric Wesson leads our Metro's newest newspaper, Next Page KC. And Chris Ketz anchors your news over at KMBC 9 News. And I'm simply your host, Nick Haynes. From all of us here at Kansas City PBS, we wish you a Yuletide season and a new year filled with wonder, mirth, and merriment. And of course, be well, keep calm, and carry on. We'll see you in 2025.